are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Good to have you back. The clock is ticking. The Spurs regular season is winding down. Just a few more games left. And maybe, just maybe, it looks like all signs are pointing to maybe one, two extra games on the regular season with the play-in tournament. We'll be definitely discussing that in just a bit. But what are we talking about today? We're looking at tonight's game, Spurs-Denver. Keys to the game. What are the Spurs going to have to do to get the W out in the Mile High City? And then talk about how maybe it's not so easy street for the Spurs starting tonight versus Denver. Do they have enough to get a few more wins in the remaining games to lock themselves into the play? And to do that, I am joined by my good friend, Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, you know, we should give you the Manu Ginobili Award here on Locked On Spurs, because you will play through everything, or in this case, podcast through everything. Joe, how are your allergies doing? Are you feeling it better?
Dude, I feel like death, man. I feel horrible. I might sound a little stuffy, but this is the best that I'm going to get. I mean, I've taken all my prescription medications that the doctors have prescribed for me, but the oak pollen is evil, Jeff, and it's winning.
Man, are you medicated?
I'm medicated right now. I mean, I feel better than I did yesterday, but I still feel like crap, you know, for all intents and purposes. I just feel horrible, you know. I feel horrible. And to show you how much pollen is here, if you're not here from Texas or here in San Antonio, the cars all have a green tint. Ugh. And that's pollen. If you put your finger and you rub it and you look at it, it's going to be green. That's all oak pollen. It's a horrible time for allergy people who suffer from allergies.
Man, Joe, well, you know, thank you for hopping on Locked On Spurs nevertheless pull up your sleeves, roll them up, lace up your sneakers, and dive into this Locked On Spurs. And yeah, we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Joe, hopefully the Spurs are not going to be sick, although there will be a couple guys down. The Spurs will play the Denver Nuggets tonight out in the Mile High City. Start the final road trip of the season. A few housekeeping notes here. Spurs are 33-45. Nuggets are 47-32. And the Spurs, at least according to their injury report, will be without DeJounte Murray. That doesn't help. And will likely also be without Jakob Poeltl. Jock Landale. Wrong big man. He is out as well after spraining his foot in the previous game. Joe, you lose Jock, you know, his three-point shot. We get it. But you lose DeJounte Murray. Let's start off with that. Spurs, another game without DeJounte. It's going to be a tough one without him against Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, Jeff. At this point, I'm going to say they got no chance, man. I'm not going to sugarcoat things and tell you there's a slight window of opportunity where they can actually beat this Nuggets team. I'm going to go on record right now and just say I don't think this is going to end well for the Spurs.
Wow. Joe, when you look at the Spurs, I mean, are you even considering the fact that they are on a four straight game winning streak on the road? I mean, they won four straight on the road. The Spurs are playing clean basketball. They committed fewer turnovers than their opponent in eight straight games ahead of tonight's game versus Denver. Joe, it seems to me the team is clicking right now. You're still not giving them a chance against the Nuggets.
Look, man, I love the Spurs. Don't get me wrong, you know, and I've seen what they've done over the course of the last couple games. I mean, they look like world beaters against what the Portland Trailblazers, who are obviously tanking. They lost by 1 point against the Grizzlies. That's showing a lot of growth right there. But I mean, come on, you're going up against a team in the Nuggets that have the Joker, a big man who can stretch the floor, who can shoot a three, who's a great passer, great inside the paint. I mean, I think the Spurs are just going to be outgunned, you know, inside the paint. And I think the Nuggets are going to fully, take advantage of that situation. And unfortunately for the Spurs, since they like to play small at times, I think the size and length of the Nuggets is really going to hurt them at the end of the day. They've had problems with big men. Look at what happened with Karl Anthony Towns and the Timberwolves, which the Spurs are going to play after they play the Nuggets. I mean, it's not going to bode well. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I love the team. If they can keep things really close, I mean, to me, that's a win right there. That shows you a lot of growth of the team. But unfortunately, Jeff, I just think they're going to be outgunned. I don't know who's out for the Nuggets. If they had key players out, I would say, hey, Spurs have a chance. But at this point, I haven't seen the injury report indicating that key players are going to be missing for the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, let's start off with the Joker, Nikola Jokic himself, you know, playing at an MVP level this year. Mr. Triple-double himself. Say what you will about DeJounte Murray, his triple-doubles. But Joker, whoo, he's racking them up. He will likely be a big issue for the Spurs. You factor in that Landale is not going to play tonight. You know, the big man depth is going to be thin as is. And, you know, Jakob Poeltl, yeah, he has a tall task tonight, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble because if he picks up two or three fouls quickly in that first quarter, yeah, this one's done, dude. He's going to be riding the pine pony on the bench. And there you go. They're going to go to work. The Nuggets are inside the paint, and that's about all she wrote.
Joe, the Spurs, you know, they are on a little bit of a win streak right now, but it came against a Blazers team, as you mentioned, that is tanking. You know, wins are wins no matter how you take them in the NBA. You know, the players talked about that after beating Portland. Do you think that even it is what it is against the Blazers, there is some sort of momentum? You think that'll carry over into tonight's game?
I think the effort from the squad will be there as far as the Spurs are concerned. I just think that, you know, missing some key players from the team, you know, and one DeJounte Murray, you're not going to have Jock Landale out. And who else was going to be out, Jeff?
Murray.
Okay, there you go. We already said that. You know, but I mean, you need everybody on this team firing on all cylinders to give yourself a shot, because the one thing that a team like the Nuggets have against the Spurs is going to be experience. They have more experienced veterans out there on the floor. Yeah, we have Josh Richardson, who's been playing great, by the way. I love his game. I would love for him to stay here with the Spurs for an extended period of time. Absolutely. But beyond that, you have a lot of young players who still at times show you that they make poor decisions, you know. And as the season has gone on, they've cleaned some things up. But again, you know, it's that inexperience in close game situations. And when you start really pressing them, they start making little, you know, mistakes and turnovers and missing assignments. And it's an easy dunk, an easy layup. Coach Pop calls a timeout and yells at them, you know. But I mean, these are all growing pains. I mean, as long as this team can remain competitive and keep it close, to me, that's a moral victory. Even though it'll be an L, it'll be a moral victory. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what this team can do. And of course, the magic number is 2, Jeff. The Spurs just need to win 2 more games, and they've all but locked in that last play-in spot. So they can go ahead and put their Lakers to rest once and for all.
Now, that would be awesome to put a rest the Lakers season. And hopefully it comes at the Spurs' hands because, you know, the rivalry between San Antonio and Lakers. Joe, we cannot talk about tonight's game without talking about the play of Keldon Johnson of late. It's funny. A few weeks ago, I had Casey Vieira on, and we were talking about Keldon Johnson. This was right when he was already starting to find his groove, you know, and getting his 3-shot going down. And so I didn't think it was a hot take, but Casey had a big reaction to it. I had mentioned that Keldon Johnson is capable of averaging 20 points a game, you know, in his career. And Casey didn't think that'd be. I said he was close. He was just 4 more points away. He was averaging about 16 at the time. Now he's proven that he can be a number one or a number two option. Joe, Keldon Johnson, as of late, is just playing out of his mind right now. He's going to have a Herculean performance tonight without DeJounte Murray for the Spurs.
Keldon's going to have to drop like 35, 40 points in order for this Spurs team to really want to get, you know, close to flirting with trying to topple the Nuggets. And it's not just going to have to be Keldon that's going to have a big game. It's going to have to be somebody else that's going to have to rise to the occasion. Who knows? Maybe that somebody could be one Lonnie Walker. You know, he can heat up and drop a ton of points, but as of late, you know, Keldon Johnson has had great games, but he's had great games because we haven't had DeJounte Murray on the court, and we need somebody to score some buckets, and that go-to person who has risen to the occasion has been Keldon Johnson. That shows you that this young buck, or the Mustang, is growing as far as what he's able to do out there on the court. If you notice, too, he hasn't just put his head down and just drive to the basket anymore. He's gotten a little bit better of, you know, making his decisions of when to drive, when to shoot, when to pass. So he is growing. You know, you like to see that out of, you know, one of your younger players. Is he capable of dropping 20 points a night, Jeff? Regularly, you know?
He's doing it right now.
Well, he's doing it right now, but we're talking about in the context of a regular season. To me, that's kind of is a hot take, Jeff. I think he can.
I think he's more than capable of averaging. I'm not saying 29 points a game. I'm just saying about 20 a game. Okay. I think he has the capability of doing that. You know why? Because his three shot is opening up his game. I mean, why not?
It's more of a spot-up shooter. I mean, he's a spot-up three-point shooter. So let's say if he's wide open, you know, and he's just in the right spot and they pass him the ball, he's going to be able to knock it down. But can he knock it down when he has to have that quick release? In other words, you got somebody coming out on you at the wing, you know, and you barely have like maybe a split second. Because is he going to be like Steph Curry kind of quickness and deadliness from beyond the arc? I don't think so. He's more methodical as far as having to pick his spots to knock down the three-pointers. And he's doing a good job. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but everybody kind of can see what that is already aspiring to be. You know, he's more of a spot up 3-point shooter. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking the guy, but there's still certain aspects of his game he's going to have to work on if he's going to want to aspire to go ahead and put up 20 points a night, every single night, especially against some of the better teams in the Western and the Eastern Conference, you know, because if that's the case, he's going to have to get used to the double and triple team, different looks from the defensive end, making better decisions with the ball when the double or triple team does come. And I think all that's going to come with experience. I like what he's doing. I like his growth. I still think he still has some things he needs to work on. That's what I'm saying.
Talking with Joe Garcia right here on Lockdown Spurs. He's with Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast right now. We're looking at tonight's game, Spurs Nuggets. Now, a couple things you want to keep an eye on for tonight's game. Denver is 18-1 at home when leading after the first period. So you could pretty much book it. If they're winning after the first, the Spurs are likely going to have a long night. Now, it doesn't bode well for the Spurs, though, overall against Denver. Denver, Joe, has won 8 straight games in their gym against the Spurs. So the Mile High City is not kind to San Antonio. But, you know, one thing I will need to see, and maybe it was just, you know, because it was the Blazers, but looking at that stat right there, you know, where the Nuggets are 18-1 at home if they're leading after the first. Remember that first half focus against the Blazers in that second home series against Portland? It wasn't there, Joe.
A lack of focus.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about how important the focus is tonight versus Denver.
Against a better team like the Denver Nuggets, you just finished, you know, quoting a really stat, I guess a good stat that just kind of, you know, jumps out at you. You need to be able to play well against this team from the get-go. You don't want to go ahead and find yourself down 10 points, 15 points in the first quarter. You know, I mean, yes, you can kind of make a game for it, and you can be like Han Solo, never tell me the odds, but I mean, come on. You know, the numbers don't lie at the end of the day, so the Spurs need to come out and just be able to compete and keep this game as close as possible from the get-go. You know, make great decisions with the ball. Don't just shoot a three-pointer with, you know, 18 seconds on the shot clock. I mean, you kind of need to be able to move the ball. Ball movement is critical, you know, especially if a team is playing zone on you, which the Spurs have had issues with the zone. I think they've done a better job as the season has waned on about trying to, you know, and knock down their shots to kind of combat the zone a little bit. But against a better team like the Nuggets, I mean, you just got to play smart basketball, smart fundamental basketball. It doesn't have to be sexy. Just go out there and make better decisions with the ball. Don't turn it over. Don't do stupid fouls. You know, I mean, don't miss your defensive assignments. You can't make a lot of mistakes against a good team. We're going to see what this young Spurs team is capable of doing, Jeff.
Joe, we know, we get it. It begins and ends with the Joker for Denver. So, you know, Pirtle and, you know, Collins are definitely going to have their hands full. You know, you take away Landale, at least that 6 fouls right there you can use on Joker, that's gone. But, you know, you look at this Denver team, and do you think it's, you know, there are other aspects of this game where the Spurs are going to step on? I mean, yeah, you know, you're going to have to step up against the Joker and try to slow him down. But Denver, you know, Denver can beat you inside and out. You know, they got Joker, obviously, but outside they got themselves some heavy hitters. You look at their roster right now, Joe, and you got Aaron Gordon, Jamichael Green, the former Spur, Monte Morris, Will Barton, You know, Monte Morris posted a season-high 24 points recently. Shoots 44% from the three-shot line in his last 24 games. This team can kill the Spurs tonight inside and out.
Yeah, and don't forget, Jeff, that they have the ringer in Bryn Forbes. He can come back.
I forgot about him, man.
Yeah, you forgot about Bryn.
I did.
Maybe if you drop 20 on this team, you won't forget about him.
Yeah, isn't it always that way? You know, former players always drop like their career highs against the Spurs. I mean, Drew Eubanks played pretty well. You know, I think he even hit a career high versus the Spurs. So,
no, man, Drew, I love Drew to death, man. I miss his antics on the sideline, but him saying, hey, things are going to be different this next go around. I'm like, Drew, your team is obviously tanking, man. You need to slow your roll, calm down. You know?
All right. Once again, this is Joe Garcia. He is with Two Shots Podcast. We're going to be right back talking about Spurs and Nuggets to give our prediction in just a few seconds. But before we do that, look, I want to talk to you about the best daily fantasy option that you can enjoy. And I'm talking about Prize Picks. It's an award-winning app, and it's daily fantasy made easy. I love this. I know you will, too. You just pick 2 to 5 players and over and under in their projections. You can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. It's safe, offers fast withdrawals. You can find it on the App Store, Google Play. And, yeah, I mean, what more can you want if you are playing daily fantasy games? Prize Picks offers a variety of options. We can think of any prop, points scored, rebounds, steals, allows for mixed sports entries. And Prize Picks doesn't just offer the NBA. They got themselves college basketball, college football, NFL, MLB, MMA, and much, much more. Now, for a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer for all our users. Listen up. You get $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point. But you got to use this code. Get yourself a pen and pad or jot it down somewhere. NBA. That's right. NBA. This is an exclusive offer for all Locked On fans. Sign up today. Use promo code NBA for $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Pick entry scores a single point. Once again, it is Prize Picks. Go download it now. And hey, you're talking about just games and having fun with them. Why not have fun if you're the wagering type with BetOnline? BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. You can get all the latest developments in sports, including, you know, the Masters or now that college basketball is over, you know, hey, there's MLB is back. You know, NBA is about to hit the playoffs. So there's so much to do and so much to use at betonline.net. It's your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Go to the website today. I know I go there a lot. You know, when I want to see future props on the Spurs, you know, whether it's who is DeJounte Murray in the running for MIP, most improved player. Well, they have it there for you. Give you the latest odds for him. So again, head to the website, betonline.net, or use your mobile device to learn about the trends and action. I know Joe goes there. I go there. You go there. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Joe, the Spurs Nuggets hook up tonight. You had a little time to think about it. How do you see tonight's game going down?
No, man, I'm sorry. Like I said, man, I think the Nuggets are going to wind up winning this game. Unfortunately for Spurs fans, I mean, it's 2 is the magic number, you know, and basically if the Spurs could upset the Nuggets tonight, it would only be 1 is a magic number, because if the Spurs can win tonight and you have a Lakers loss, the Spurs all but lock in that final spot for the play-in tourney. So right now anything can happen, but I'm going to be realistic and I'm just going to say the Spurs are going to wind up dropping this one to the Nuggets on the road.
Yo, why you got to be like that, Joe? Come on.
I'm keeping it real, Jeff. Keeping it real.
You're keeping it real. Remember that old Chappelle skit when keeping it real goes wrong? Hopefully yeah. You're wrong tonight, Joe. But unfortunately, yeah, I agree with you as well. You know, I think Denver is just too powerful. You look at their winning streak at home against San Antonio. The only thing I think of is if Denver decides to just put their hands up in the air and say, you know what, we're playing the Spurs Joker, take the night off, you know, something like that. You know, but outside of that, yeah, it's going to be a long night for the Spurs. I get the Spurs getting it now.
Spurs could send Denver a Trojan horse and send them some nice Fiesta food. Say, hey, man, we just wanted to be nice and give you a plate of food from Fiesta, some chicken on a stick, some of the food they can sample, and all the manteca will just sit on there and just make them sluggish and slow. You know?
Okay. Hey, Joe, remember when you and I had Mexican food recently and at a personal event we went to?
I couldn't, man. You're the one that indulged in it. You were stuffing your face that day. I ain't gonna lie, man. Jeff was chowing it down. And I couldn't help it. I couldn't eat the enchiladas because I'm lactose intolerant. And I saw that cheese that was coming out of there. I'm like, dude, if I eat that, I'm done, dude. But Jeff was like, more for me, and he just chowed down. You went to
I had two plates that day. And they were not little baby plates. They were like stacked with the enchiladas, the bean, the rice, and the iced tea. Oh.
And to add insult to injury, on the way back, we had to make a stop at Bucky's because I needed to get some goodies for the family. I warned Jeff beforehand. And then when Jeff got there, he's like, dude, I got to put some stuff back. And you loaded up your cart. You had some Bucky goods in your basket there.
I couldn't believe I was actually going to buy a Bucky's hat. That's so stupid.
I don't know why. I told you, get the one that said Texas, not the one that had the Bucky the Beaver mascot on it. But
oh well. Let's get back on track here, Joe, and look at the Spurs and their last remaining game. They got a tough out today versus the Nuggets, but yeah, it doesn't get any easier, Joe. The last four games of the regular season, obviously tonight Denver, then they go next to Minnesota, they come back home against the Warriors. And then they finish off their season on the road at Dallas. Joe, four tough outs. We already talked about the Denver game. We'll forget about that. How do you see these last three games going?
Honestly, Jeff, it's going to be hard for me, for the Spurs, to get another win here, or two wins at that. The only way I can see that happening is some of these teams, most of these teams are all playoff teams. So let's say a team like the Timberwolves, they still got something to play for, you know, in a sense. So, I mean, I doubt if they're going to rest their players, but a team like the Warriors or the Mavericks, they kind of know where they're locked in at this point in time. So, I mean, maybe we'll catch them on a night sleeping where, you know, Steve Kerr will go ahead and just say, you know what, guys, just take the night off. I'm going to rest my starters. And it's going to be like a G League team, you know, that kind of beat the Spurs earlier this season. We won't bring up old stuff, Jeff. We won't talk about old stuff. But same thing goes for the Mavericks. They kind of know where they're at. So, if they want to go ahead and just rest their players and just let them take the night off because they're looking towards the playoffs, Spurs could catch them sleeping. You know, I don't doubt that. But if they're playing with the full roster, I mean, it's going to be tough, Jeff. If we get a DeJounte, if you're listening to this, we need you back, man. I know that you're under the weather just like me.
Yeah, he got sick. Yeah.
He got sick, dude. This is
no joke. He lost 7 to 8 pounds, at least according to him.
You have no appetite, man. Like food don't taste like nothing. And you're not even hungry. For some reason, when you get these respiratory infections, you feel thirsty. And I think it's because of the medication they give you. So right now, I feel like a piece of dried leather, dude. Like, I can't drink enough water. I need to get me some electrolytes. I mean, DeJounte, if you could come back, man, team needs you, dude. You need to get at least one win and a Lakers loss, and you got the bag, dude. You're locked in with the final play-in spot in the tourney. So we need DeJounte back, man, in a bad way.
All right, Joe, let's go down the list here now. Let's go one by one. So we did Denver, then Minnesota. How do you see that game going down?
Again, man, anything can happen in that game. But, I mean, you're going to have Karl Anthony Towns, the Cat, going off on, what, another 40, 30 points? I mean, come on, dude. They have no answer for the big man. You know, I mean, he put the Spurs to shame, and I feel like it's going to be more of the same. You know, unfortunately, the Spurs, when you have a big man who can shoot, you know, spread the floor and just take advantage of you inside the paint like the Cat can, I mean, it won't be long, you know. So, unfortunately for the Spurs, I don't see a win. You know, I see them losing against the Nuggets and against the Timberwolves. Like I said, the last two games of the season, Jeff, I can kind of see them catch a team sleeping if they decide to rest their players.
All right. Golden State, how do you see that game going down?
If they rest their players, if they rest some of the starters, I can see the Spurs sneaking in a win. If it's a full squad, anything can happen. For some reason, they do play the Timberwolves tough, regardless of who's out on the court. That one there, I'm going to go ahead and say the Spurs are going to win that game.
Ooh, Joe, I'm right there with you. I think the Spurs probably get that win versus Golden State. Minnesota, that'll be tough. I didn't talk about that game because – you think that Minnesota is going to want to maintain positioning in their play-in, so maybe get out of the play-in tournament. Who knows how things shake up. But, yeah, Minnesota is definitely going to come to play. wrapping it up against Dallas. Joe, how does that game go down?
I think they're going to wind up. I think
Dallas probably the same thing, right?
Same thing. I think they're going to wind up resting some of their players. I think the Spurs can sneak in there and get a dub.
I think so too.
I think they can get a win to end the season and just carry some of that momentum, you know, over to the play-in tourney. And, you know, those are your two wins right there. Or you just basically need one win and a Lakers loss, and there you go, man. You got it. So I think fate will intervene.
Well,
I mean,
according to our projections, then the Spurs get the two wins needed.
But I mean, come on. If you just get one of the two and a Lakers loss, you got it. You know?
Yeah. And the Lakers are spiraling out of control. Yeah. You figure you can pencil them in for just a loss. You know, that should happen.
How long before you think LeBron just finally decides to say, you know what, I'm going to hurt myself and I'm out for the rest of the season?
He probably wants no part of that S show right now in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's going to pull up lame, you know, injury or something.
Weak.
Yeah, start texting his travel agent on the sidelines, you know.
Hey, well, speaking of traveling, with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, and if you're using a car, you know, hey, get yourself some needed maintenance or maybe a new part. You want to go to Rock Auto. Yeah, or maybe, you need to fix the, I don't know if they fix the Batmobile, but definitely Rock Auto will fix your make or model of car, whatever you got. Look, you got a computer with access to rockauto.com at home in your pocket. Go there. Go use it right now and go check out all the options, selections they have over at Rock Auto. Look, it's almost impossible for your local chain auto parts store to keep in stock all the parts you need. That's where rockauto.com comes in. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Don't go spending up to 30, 50, even 100% for the same parts from the chain store or car dealership. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. And Rock Auto prices are reliable for every customer. They have everything you need. Tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet, you name it, they got it. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto part needs. We encourage all our Locked On Spurs to discover all the parts you need by discovering how much Rock Auto can help. And we hopefully you can share the Rock Auto message with them. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car, Joe will ever need, I will ever need, everybody listening right now will ever need. Go to rockauto.com right now. Joe, so we already say like the Spurs are going to get their two wins. Easy, done, playing, here we come. Yay. Then begins that, you know, who are they going to draw? I mean, imagine they draw Minnesota in the opening round of the play-in. You know, that might be up for a long night. I mean, they could be one and done. Joe, do you think this team can make any noise in the play-in?
I think they can. It's going to be dependent on how well they play. You know, and if they have a full squad, you know, I mean, we have DeJounte still kind of out, you know, nursing that upper respiratory infection. I feel your pain, man. I do. I'm going through it right now myself, you know, and it's no fun. But if they can have a full roster, I think they can make some noise against, you know, breaking into their play-in game, you know, and then kind of flirting with getting that final spot there, especially if it's against a team like, I don't know, the Clippers, for example. You know, I think they can kind of catch them sleeping. Same thing with the Pelicans. You know, the Spurs wind up playing the Pelicans, you know, for that play-in tourney, and then they kind of move up and they play the Clippers for that eighth spot, and Spurs somehow win. You know, I mean, there you go. You know, what's the consolation prize, Jeff? Jeff, you're going to be the eighth seed going up against the number one seed in the Suns. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be ugly, dude. I doubt if they win one game. I think it'll be a clean sweep. And then you have
I know you say about clean sweep, Joe, but I actually give them a gentleman sweep. I think this guy won. I mean, they played Phoenix tough during the regular season.
You're a dreamer, Jeff. You're a dreamer. I'll give you that, man. You know, but
that's all those Bucky nuggets I ate.
I think so. I think the sugar got to you, dude. It's crowding your judgment. But I mean, in the playoffs, teams always kick it into another gear, you know, and unfortunately for the Spurs, I mean, going up against a team that is loaded with talent, you know, such as the Suns. I mean, it's just, to me, the math doesn't add up, you know, at the end of the day. It's going to be a clean sweep. If they get one win out of that matchup by chance, you know, hey, gentlemen sweep, they, you know, moral victory. They've already exceeded expectations in my book. So whatever happens after this, I'm just here for the ride, just to be able to enjoy it. I'm not going to be so critical of the team and saying bad things about them. Look, expectation for me coming in before the season, Jeff, I had said this team was going to win 28 to 32 games. They've already exceeded that expectation. Now they're going to be flirting with, you know, going in and getting that final spot for the play-in tourney. Again, exceeding expectations, that should excite you if you're a Spurs fan. I know that you want a higher pick in the NBA draft, but this shows that your team is growing. This should be something that should be celebrated, but fans have still gone to social media to go ahead and voice their discontent of why the Spurs didn't just go ahead and tank for the rest of the season. Answer to that, Jeff, Coach Pop's not built that way. This team's not built that way. Just enjoy whatever happens from here.
Joe's on. Built that way, right? You're built. You think you want you? Did you want the tank or not? Did you want them to go up in the draft?
That tank has already sailed. You know, the opportunity to tank has sailed.
I know. But did you ever want them to tank this season?
When the team started off the way they did, I was like, you know what, tanking might actually help them. But yeah, you know, yeah, if the season went on and they started fighting, you saw growth of some of these younger players, I'm like, yeah, just, you know, it's not going to be in the cards for them. Let's see what happens. And all I can say is they've exceeded expectations up to this point. Tanking would have made more sense if they would have done it earlier in the season. Sure, you know, when they looked like they were left for dead in the middle of the Sahara Desert with no water, you know, and no food. But unfortunately, that's another film for another time. But we're talking about the present, you know, and the team is making some strides with this younger core. And this is a rebuilding year. You know, for all intents and purposes, you would think that this team was only going to win 10 or 15 games from the talking heads that were at the big four-letter networks. You know, this would be a team that's going to be up there in the NBA draft, you know, with maybe a top five pick. That hasn't been the case, which shows you that some things are starting to click. Yeah, we have three picks in the upcoming draft. I mean, things could be worse. We could have no picks in the upcoming draft because we traded them all away. But the Spurs have things to look forward to. Yes, I understand fans are still going to go ahead and have something to say because they're going to be like, well, we're not going to get a first top 10 pick and it's going to be another role player. Is that necessarily a bad thing? You know, I mean, you have some assets. Hey, maybe some team might be interested in. You know, you can go into the season and somebody might get injured and a team gets desperate and wants to make a trade. There you go. Other things can happen. We just have to just be happy with what's going on right now. We have no control over it, Jeff. So I'm going to be happy to see this team make the play-in tourney. To me, that's a moral victory. Me and you can go honking down commerce. Maybe we can go ahead and get a chicken on a stick, you know, and continue. Go.
For those of y'all who do not know what a chicken on a stick is, it's basically just a big stick with a big piece of fried chicken on it. I mean, boneless fried chicken on it. So, Joe, I know you've had plenty in your day when you're celebrating all things Fiesta. Joe, running out of time, buddy. Let's go ahead and put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Joe, tell everybody what's going on at Two Shots.
Yeah, well, this upcoming episode of Two Shots is going to be dedicated to Michael DeLeon, one of the founders of Project Spurs. And our guest for that show is going to be none other than Jeff Garcia. Kind of retelling and reliving some of the fondest memories that he has of one Michael DeLeon, who sadly passed away. And unfortunately, we had to attend some of those events with the family as far as the rosary and the funeral. So, and, you know, it was unfortunate, but it's going to be surprising to see what Jeff has to say about some of the stories that maybe we don't even know about yet. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be great. Yeah, a lot of stories to share with Joe and everybody else about my good friend, Michael DeLeon, who tragically passed away. And yeah, be a very, very special edition of Two Shots Podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube now. Yes, we're on YouTube. Pick a platform where you're there. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Spurs Nuggets tonight. Check out Locked On Nuggets. See what they have to say about tonight's game. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.